Is it the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid, juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
What's up? Yeah! Woo! We're here!
Fuck yeah!
We're here!
I go in this motherfucker.
What's up, y'all? This is Deck Wendell. My name is Kyle, aka Keezy. And this is my main man.
This is not Carver Law. This is DZ Bagel Guy, but I'm starting to feel like Echo Side Fiend.
Oh shit, man. I was like, there's a button on it that says it says Rainbow Puke Fix. I don't know what that means. I'll click that.
It sounds kind of like that actually was a little better. No, it's not. Never mind.
Okay. Shit, dude. Sorry. All right, man. Well, how you doing today?
I'm fucking fantastic. It's Friday, 3-day weekend because of the holiday. I'm good.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm feeling the same. They got us working every goddamn Saturday in July, except for tomorrow, thank goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
It's bullshit. We never work Saturdays, and they put like mandatory overtime on us sometimes and shit. Fuck that.
Fuck that, man.
That's bullshit.
Thankfully, I work for a nonprofit organization, so they actually will not let you work overtime.
Oh, that's nice. Do you mind saying, or you don't have to say what, but what do you do? What is your nonprofit organization?
So I work for a company that actually provides services for people with developmental disabilities, learning disabilities, physical disabilities. So what I do is I'm a job coach. People apply through vocational rehabilitation, which is through the government. And they, if they get approved, they'll meet with like my boss and then eventually with me, and I'll help them go out in the community and find employment.
Okay.
And maintain it. So.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, that seems like a noble job.
It's definitely very rewarding considering before that I was 9 years in a retail outlet where you're making money for somebody else. Granted, I'm making money for somebody else still, but it's helping people kind of gain their own independence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's really cool. I used to work for the local food bank. I worked in the warehouse there and like, you know, picking food for everybody. And there's a little bit of a sense of satisfaction doing that kind of shit, you know? So that's pretty cool.
There's actually, it's because my wife does it with me. She talked me into leaving and going and doing that with her. And there's a few times you guys have dropped the R word and she's like, and I'm like,
oh, sorry. Oh yeah. And I dropped that on you on the Discord today.
You know what though? It's just a word to me.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't care for it though.
I get it. I try to be like conscious of that. And obviously I would never mean to offend, but you know, it's just
right.
Growing up in the '90s, man, it's just part of the vernacular.
It is.
DC in our Discord today, DC, he said something about, he said, I think Violet J should, you know, the R word or whatever. I was like, yeah. I was like, dude, are you calling Violet J retarded? He's like, oh, I mean,
He made some awful decisions. So.
That's funny. So today, we are, there's no Carver. He's on vacation. So this is planned. We weren't supposed to do a show this week, but you know, my man DC stepped up and was like, dude, I'll fucking fill Carver's shoes. I'll try.
Yeah. I mean, they're big ass shoes to fit. I don't know if I can. I'm not going to be able to bring the knowledge that he brings about like occultic stuff. But I will do my best to keep y'all motherfuckers entertained.
Yeah, he's knowledgeable. He's very knowledgeable about some wild shit. Him and Justin Manny, I'd love to see a podcast with them too.
Oh, that'd be fucking crazy. I remember one of the first videos I watched from you guys. He was talking about Grant Malenko, and like, I don't even remember everything he was saying about like occultic shit in Hollywood, and my mind's just going, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's big into that, man. Like, he's always like been speaking that shit to us, man. Like, me and all my friends, we all like kind of like, oh, that's Carver, you know, for you. But you know, he knows better than like him and I don't really talk too much about that shit because he knows we kind of differ in that regard. But you know what? We're still best buds and bros, and it don't matter.
It's good to have a balance of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. All right. So, but this week, DC Fagel Guy is filling in. He is here to present. He presented to me the album of the week, which is Cabal.
Yeah. And I know you probably don't have a physical, so I wanted to bring and make sure that this was handy here.
Hell yeah.
Because one thing that Buckshot's killing it with is merch and storytelling.
I do like that. So that looks to, is that a CD and then maybe some other bullshit like inside?
Yeah. So it comes in the box.
Oh, that's cool.
You pop it off. It comes with cards that kind of tell like the story of Cabal.
Okay. Are those like playing cards?
No.
Like what kind of, what's the texture of them?
I wouldn't even call them like tarot cards either. They're like, they come in plastic and everything, but they will have like stories about, can you see that? Okay.
Yeah. It's a little blurry, but we can see the picture. Yeah. What's it say on it?
That's the actual pyramid itself.
Okay.
It says the Enigma, monolith of Zeos. And then it goes through and it just talks about it on the back. I'm
okay.
Not gonna read all that.
It's probably a lot of the shit that they, that's in the little skits throughout the album, I would assume.
Essentially. And this just kind of builds on it a little bit.
I do like that. I'll say that. I listened to this album a few times throughout the week, and it did grow on me every time. I'll admit that. I do have a favorite. I have a least favorite. That goes for members and songs.
Okay.
I do like the, to your point, I do like the merch game shit. I think I remember when he dropped that, I remember when I saw Buckshot, I think, post about the Cabal, and he dropped that merch for that album. I thought that was so cool. Like the little box with the pyramid and shit. I mean, I do appreciate the little world they're building there. I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah. He's been doing it even before that, 'cause he was doing it with UGA. He did it with Double Dragon. That's what caught my attention with Buckshot, was Double Dragon. Okay. I've been a Kung Fu Vampire fan forever.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with that project. So when he started promoting this one, I was like, I'm just going to check it out.
Sure, sure. That makes sense.
Next thing I know, I'm a fan of fucking Loki.
You know what? I've never really fucked with Kung Fu Vampire. I've heard that song he did with Blaze. I really like that song. Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all can't see me. I'm a ghost. Whatever the fuck, how Blaze raps on that shit. That shit is dope, though. And Kung Fu Vampire spits like a motherfucker on that.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of my favorite memories from Gathering 17 was Blaze was performing that, and Kung Fu came out on stage to do it with him.
Oh, that's sweet. That is very dope. Hell yeah, dude. So what else? So it came with the Cabal CD. It came with those cards, and was there other shit in there?
Oh, yeah. I just closed it.
Sorry.
Pull this back off. You're good.
Yeah, I'm curious like what all the goodies are. Because how much did that thing run you?
Oh, it was like $150.
Okay.
Because it comes with a jersey. So.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that right there is worth the price of admission, right?
Right. And I thought about wearing it, but I decided to just throw this on.
Nice. Is that a Bones Yard? What's the guy's name?
Oh, Beneath the Dirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ron Bone.
I was like, I've seen that image. Who was that?
Yeah.
But who did that art? That's short.
I have
dope.
No clue. He had these up, and I scooped it up because I had just bought your guys' shirt, and I was like, all right, I need to support Roan as well.
That so shit is dope. I wish I'd have bought one of those. That's very, very tight.
Yeah. So it comes, and I can't remember because it's been a while. This actually came out about a year ago today, I think. The end of June last year is when it came out, so I don't remember.
Sweet, we're doing an anniversary, one-year anniversary show.
Yeah. That's kind of the other reason I wanted to have you check this out too. So I'm pretty sure this is the one that came with the pyramid.
Okay.
There's the actual CD. It came with the CD, and then it also came with this, which is just basically like a mixed CD.
Okay.
Of all the times that Mr. Gray's been with Buckshot, or Loki's done a song with Buckshot.
It says Cabal. Like, what's it called? Cabal Inception.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's like songs from over the years before they ever got together and did this group.
That's pretty sweet.
So it also comes with a coin, and what makes this one kind of cool, as you have heard from the album, it actually has like a purpose. It tells a story. So because you need the drachma token.
I seen like their, I was looking at their, I see Mr. Gray's, he's coming out with a new album or just came out with a new album, I think.
It was actually Mr. Gray, but then there's a group album between him and Mr. Gray called The Berserkers.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I saw that one of them had I saw a little merch drop image and they had a coin on that too. They're just kind of making like some cool collectible coins for their fans. I think that's pretty cool that they keep that rolling. Like, cause you have one coin, who gives a fuck? But if you get like all the coins,
he said that those coins are going to serve a purpose. I don't know what that purpose is yet. Oh. I don't know if he's revealed that yet, but I don't have them all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Maybe there'll be a mystical Cabal arcade machine that you can pop them into and like win a prize.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Next thing you know, you're fucking dropping down into this pyramid and getting sacrificed for the gods.
Dude, I had a hard time following the lore. I'll be honest. Like, throughout the album, there's what, like, I think three, lore just speaking tracks with some like a guy who with an accent speaking about like fucking creepy wizard shit, right?
Yeah. If you count the intro, there's a total of three tracks that just kind of tell the story, and it's honestly vaguely told.
Yeah. So I mean, but I get what they're doing. Like, it's they're building. But I guess what I'm, my mind when I hear, like, it sounds like they had a really cool plan, like the Cabal, the Watchers, and these coins and mythos and lore and yada yada. And then like all their songs are just like them about them being them. You know what I mean? Like. Like there's no lore like in the songs whatsoever. Maybe like the song The Watchers, I think maybe has a little bit of lore, but other than that, like they're all just fucking them just spitting like hot fire on the tracks. You know what I mean?
So to me, it's kind of like the albums that he's done, like Double Dragon. I don't think there's really I wouldn't call it a concept album, but I would say like the albums themselves have a theme to them.
Okay.
Kind of like a Joker's card. Like they have a theme to them. They don't really tell you a story in the music, right?
Okay. That's a good point. I like that. So, all right. I can accept that, you know, yeah. It doesn't bother me. I'm good with it. I after listening to it a couple times, I went through on Spotify and hid all of the talking tracks because I didn't want to hear that shit no more. And I just wanted to hear the fucking rapping.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I skip some of it.
Yeah.
There's some of the skits, too, where I've noticed that guy mispronounces his word. Like he says myth as math. And that fucks with me.
Yeah, it's obvious like it sounds like they went to fucking local like Mexican restaurant and just paid their waiter to fucking read some weird shit. Here, bro. Jose, Ben Aki.
I know for Double Dragon, he actually got somebody that's from like Asian descent that he had to do that intro. And when you go listen to that intro, if you go peep it out, the way he pronounces Kung Fu is so fucking cool.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just so cool. He's like, Kung Fu Vibaya.
Cool. Kung Fu. That's cool, man. I do like that. That's cool. I mean, that said, the skits weren't bad. I think they're cool and they serve their purpose fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with them, but there's no like replay value. Like they're just like there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that said, man, I mean, I don't really have much else to talk about before we just dive in. Was there anything you wanted to mention? Any other preface?
Not much, man. This album to me gave me such Dark Lotus vibes. I think saying that people will be kind of put off because they'll immediately compare it to Dark Lotus. I'm not by any means saying this is like a Dark Lotus. It just gives me those vibes.
No, I get that.
Dark entities. You got pyramids. It's like all similar.
I had some similar vibes. Like they're doing a similar thing.
Right.
All right. Well, let's see. I hope this doesn't like royally fuck up your audio or anything like that. We'll see. All right, let's see. Here it goes. Whoa, different cam. Hold on.
I was like, I flipped you around.
Yeah, there you go. I have a backup cam just in case. I'm trying a new cam thing going on here. I'm using my phone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I thought it was better quality than the other cam. All right, can you hear that a little bit? Sits in the shadow of the moonlight.
This barely, barely at all. Barely known by the other. There we go. I got it now.
So the first track, Monolith of Zeos. Mm-hmm. Just this fucking dude bullshitting. Who happens
to be the home. And mispronouncing the word myth is only a math. As the
cabal. Cabals. Valen J, the country singer, has to call it cabals, of course.
Right. I've seen him doing that in Discord.
And even the Echo Psy Fiend's in here. What's up, bro? He said this album does have hardcore Dark Lotus vibes. All right.
Yeah, so the whole conversation we've been having in Discord about cats, I hit him up because I know he's a cat guy, and I said, I am fucking, like, overwhelmed here.
You hit who? Valen J, the country singer?
No, Echo Psy Fiend.
Oh, Echo Psy Fiend. He's not a, he's a dog guy?
No, he's a cat guy.
Oh, okay. What is it? Maybe there's a thing with juggalos and cats.
I told him, I said, apparently cats are juggalos. I don't remember what he said back, but yeah.
Carver,
I knew I shouldn't have gone to him.
Carver's a crazy cat, man. That dude literally has like 11 cats, and they're all like, they run rampant around his house and shit. He's wild. Oh, Echo Psy Fiend has a cat named Hakati. That's cool.
He pronounces it so fucking good, and I always see he cat in my head. Heck, I think he says Hecate. Hecate is the way it's pronounced.
All right, sorry, this song threw me off. So it starts off immediately with Mr. Gray.
Yeah,
I'll say this: Mr. Gray has star power.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear, like, in his, like, he's not like some amateur, you know what I mean? Like, he really, I think he has it. I have criticisms about him and his style, of course, but for the most part on this album, he fucking brings it, dude. I like almost everything he does here.
Yeah, when I first listened to this, knowing how deep his voice is, I immediately kind of thought to myself, like, because Buckshot too has like a deeper voice as well. My mind just kind of was blown, like thinking, what if it would have been Big Hoodoo in this project instead of Low Key? Like, huh. As much as I love Low Key now, this album introduced me and made me fall in love with him. But my mind still wonders what that would sound like.
That would be cool.
Like, they've all got that real dark, deep voice.
And then with Loki having like the kind of like higher pitched voice, yeah. You know, it's a little jarring at first, almost like, oh, okay, what's this guy doing? But like, then he starts fucking spitting it. You're like, all right.
Well, here on Horn of Hades, when he hit, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, like I told you, I think in the Discord, I was like, Loki, I think, is the shining star on this album.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So
I had heard Loki's name before because of Rome.
Okay.
But I just never went and checked him out. And then I heard him here and I'm like, oh, fuck, I've been fucking up.
Yeah. I'll be honest. After listening to this, I do feel like I've been sleeping on Loki. I know Gage was telling us about him. I mean, he went hard on him, too. I listened to a couple songs and it was okay, but I think he deserves a deep dive. After hearing him on this, I do feel like I've been sleeping on him a little bit.
Yeah.
Mr. Gray, I think, is really cool with his fucking like metal guy voice. I like that.
Yeah, he does a lot of like he's done backup vocals for Kung Fu Vampire before. I guess they live in the same area.
Okay.
So he's actually been on a few Kung Fu Vampire tracks, and the only like part he does in those tracks is like that yelling, screaming that he does.
Okay. I mean, Loki, every verse, he's just so like smooth. He's like a fucking like snake, like slithering around the beat, you know, like it's just like he knows what the fuck he's doing, you know.
Yeah. He's I guess he's more well known for doing horrorcore shit, but he got to a point where he started to venture out and be more experimental with his sound. And going back and listening to his horrorcore shit, I can see why people really know him for that, because he's fucking lyrically good.
Yeah, like I'm assuming there's a couple songs later on where there's some like singing, and I'm assuming it's him doing the singing.
Yeah.
I'm not huge on it. I'm not huge on his singing.
Okay. That being said, stay away from the Oracle album, because that's where he's experimenting with singing.
I mean,
I personally love it.
I would give it a shot, like, but you know, there's sometimes, you know how sometimes you hear people singing and you're like, bro, you shouldn't be singing.
Yeah, that's Violent J all the way.
Yeah, usually Violent J almost every time, unless he's doing it like ironically. Yes, I agree. Low key, when he's doing it like sincerely on a couple of songs, I'm like, no, stick to rap, bro, please. But I don't know. I get it. It's okay, but I don't think it's good enough to have been like, here's what gets me. And this is, I'm saying this about Buckshot on this album too. I'm really going to try. I'm not trying to shit on Buckshot because I'm of the impression that he's the mastermind behind this.
Yeah. He kind of brought everybody together for it.
And he's probably the mastermind behind all the merch and this other, the other groups and shit too. So Buckshot is, he serves a pretty cool purpose, I think, in these groups and in these connections. I just think his skill is like so below who he's teaming up with that it's like a disservice. Not to mention, if I was one of these other people working with him, I would be like, on some of these verses, I'd be like, bro, like, can you let me help you out with this? Honestly, like, and it's not that his shit's so bad. It's just that it's very average when these motherfuckers, Gray and Loki, are like bringing it.
In the past, I've been very critical of Buckshot. Usually in any of the Underground Avengers albums that I review, I would always say that I was just never a fan of Buck, but I felt like his lyrics were very lacking. He's definitely improved, but there's lines that he'll put together and I'll kind of go, okay. But I'm not like a excellent writer, but I do dabble a little bit in like trying to rhyme and do poetry.
Sure.
And I'm so basic with what I do that I can't even say that he sucks because I suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it. I get it. I know what you mean. Like, I don't think he sucks. I really don't. I mean, after a bit, the couple songs I listened to prior to this, I would have said Buckshot sucked. After listening to this, I'll confirm he does not suck, but he's just bringing way less than the people he's working with, I think.
His biggest talent is merch and storytelling. Like, yeah, he comes up with these themes. He's so imaginative with it too, and that's how I am. I'm really imaginative that I'm just right there eating up the story.
Yeah,
like Underground Avengers, I hopped on that train 2014 2015, and I've been along with it ever since. So through those albums, I'm right there going, oh shit, what's gonna happen next, and in my own head writing shit.
Yeah,
and I've actually made videos with like theories, and he'll kind of sit back and go, you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh shit. That's cool. So,
he knows what he's doing when it comes to me.
Yeah, I get it. Let's see, let me look at the chat. Violent J, the country singer, said it sounded like Young Wicked on the chorus. It does a little bit when Loki's doing that whatever singing. The singing on this shit, I do not like.
No,
I don't like it.
I love it.
I like Mr. Gray. Here's one thing I've noticed about Mr. Gray. He like, there's some songs where like he almost sounds like Jamie Madrox, and some songs where he sounds like Monoxide. So like, I literally thought he was each of them at some point on this album. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fucking Mr. Gray. But it's weird. He's like I said, he has star power. I really truly believe that. He's got like, he knows like how to bring character and personality to his rhymes. And I think that's the main thing Buckshot's lacking. Like Mr. Gray, every line, he's like putting some flavor on it, you know? Like whatever. He's like the kabow or whatever the fuck he's saying, you know?
He plays with that voice and uses that shit.
Which made me, I was thinking like, is he from the fucking like Bayou? Where is Mr. Gray from? I literally looked him up because I was like, this guy has to be from Louisiana or some shit, right?
Originally, I don't know, but
good old Baton Rouge boy or some shit.
He lives out in California somewhere now.
Really?
I don't know his origins though.
I mean, like with that weird like affliction he puts on his voice sometimes. I'm like, man. I mean, it's cool. I'm just like, where the fuck is he? What is he doing? Where's he coming from?
Yeah, definitely check out his new album as well.
I will. I genuinely will. After listening to this, like, I'm like, all right, like, I've been sleeping. Let me see what's up.
So I think it's safe to assume you haven't listened to any Gorilla Voltage then, right?
I did listen to the first album they put out on M&E, and I thought it was okay, but none of it like stuck with me. I thought it sounded cool. I maybe listened to it like twice and just kind of never went back to it.
Really? I bumped the fuck out of it.
I should go back. I wanted to comment on Shadow People. I thought that song was very dope. I think that I didn't like Loki's singing part of it, but I thought the verses were all dope. Buckshot, is his verse is one of the better verses he has on the album. He doesn't rap about shadow people at all. Not one word about shadow people on his verse, though. I listened to it twice today. I was like, let me see. Am I just missing him talking about shadow people? He doesn't.
For me, I really definitely Low-Key stands out, but I also like what Gray does.
Oh, Gray sounds great on this song.
Which one we got? That's
The Watchers. Can you hear? Here, I'll turn it up a little bit. I like everything about this song. This might be my favorite song on this album.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely dope.
By the way, who did I don't have notes in front of me. Who did the production on this shit? Do you know?
It's all Seven.
Seven. Okay. That's same, Seven. The same one that worked with ICP?
He's the one that produced for Tech for years.
Okay. Dude, the production on this album is top fucking notch. Yeah. The mixing and mastering is fucking great.
Okay, so who mixes and masters it is Rob Rebeck.
Okay.
Who he is?
I've heard that name. I don't know who he is, though.
He mixed and mastered KOD.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's where I've heard. I've heard Tech drop him in a verse before. Rob Rebeck, whatever.
Yeah, he says it right at the beginning of that album.
All right.
Let this one go before the album starts.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking crushed it on the production and mixing master. And the reason I noticed the mixing and mastering so much is because one thing I think that stands out about Low-Key is he has that weird like demonic like dub behind like almost every verse he does.
Yeah,
that shit is fucking dope though. It sounds great. It's what makes him pop. I love it, dude. I am a simp for that.
Yeah, it's very well mixed. And this album, as well as Double Dragon, I believe none of them were in the studio once. It's all recorded at separate studios.
Wow.
Mixed that way.
I kind of gathered, like, I assumed just by listening to each artist's dubs on this album that they all must have recorded their own. Because I could tell Low-Key, with him doing that shit, if he was doing that shit, they would have put that shit on both or the other guys too. You know what I mean? Because that's how I was listening to it. Like, this motherfucker's doing his own shit. I can tell. And Buckshot, all of his dubs are just like very basic. Like, the last few words, I'm dubbing all the last few words of every sentence. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've rapped and like, I know that's like what you do, but like, I also, in the same vein, know that like when you do that every time, it sounds amateur. And that's the kind of shit I notice. I'm not saying Buckshot's amateur. He's been in it long enough to not be. So I'm wondering why the fuck he's just doing that tired ass shit.
Yeah, I guess today marks 25 years since his first album dropped.
Who?
Buckshot.
25 years? He's been making music for 25 years?
I guess so. I literally have only known of him since 2014.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. I'm speechless thinking he's done music for 25 years. That is crazy.
He was on Beneath the Dirt and did an interview with Rome.
Yeah.
And he says in that interview that he knows he's not the best.
Okay.
I guess that's paraphrasing, but
look.
Yeah. Wasteland Waldo just put in the chat that Low-Key records his shit in an RV. When I found that out, my mind was blown.
That is sweet.
He fucking records in an RV.
Yeah, that's sweet, bro. I mean, that's some straight fucking gangster shit, bro. Low-Key's a true dog.
He's kind of a nomad. He just travels the country.
Dude, that's fucking dope. I need to get schooled on some Low-Key.
Definitely. Everybody does.
Damn, that's sweet. Let's see.
During the 6th month of the year, the Cabal performed.
This album was originally supposed to come out at the beginning of June, but they had some delays with some of the order, like the merchandise.
I mean, getting that fucking package put together probably took some time, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So I'm sure you noticed there in the skit, he said during the 6th month of the year.
And the only I see. So they were like, we got to get this shit out, guys. It's funny. Violent J the Southwest Gangstero said that he was, I'm guessing Mr. Gray, was from Arkansas. That makes sense. All right. I'll accept his southern drawl. It ain't no bullshit.
That's good to know.
The beat on Watchers is good. I like how we have Violent J the Country Singer and Violent J the Southwest Gangstero in the comments.
Great. All three egos.
Fuck. We need Violent J the Juggler. Oh, and the Duke of the Wicked. Let's get all of the J's in here.
Oh, my God.
Shit. What else was I going to say about the... shit. I don't know. I'm just ranting. You know how we do, bro. That's how we do.
Yeah, right here, the guy just mispronounced another word.
Oh, here, I'm going to rewind it so we can hear it.
The word is gargoyles. And listen to what the fuck he says. The blood drip on the head of the
coin. All this must be done in front of the coin master, who is one of the Kobold's henchmen. These henchmen are also referred to by the townspeople as the gargoyles.
Right there, he's a...
That was supposed to be gargoyles?
Gargoyles.
He's a gargoyles. He's
a I mean, he made the word sound cooler.
I mean,
I was like,
sure, but I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
For the longest time, I was like, what the fuck is he saying? But one of those cards actually says, like, the whole skit is on a card.
Oh, cool.
And I read that, and I'm like, that's what that word
that's
is?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's another example, though, of, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know it sounds cool, like, having a guy who's English is a second language. Like, you want that guy reading that. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds way cooler than, like, you or I reading that shit. So I get that. But I would have been like, let's do another take. Let's pronounce it gargoyles. You know what I mean? But you're going to put that shit out on the album like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe he had, like, we had to pay him again to re-record it. I don't know.
That's funny.
Maybe Jose was only willing to do it one time.
That's funny.
Shit, mind the smoothies in here?
Oh, that's my homeboy, bro. You know him?
Dude, I was just going through it. I don't know why I was looking through, like, all my analytics, and I was looking at some of the oldest people subscribed to me. He is legit the longest person who's been subscribed to me.
Whoa, bro, that's like one of my true dogs. Like, I've known that guy for 15 years. Like, I love that guy.
Oh, cool.
That's so cool that he's like one of your OGs, man. That's sweet.
If I'm not mistaken, he subscribed to me before I was even making content. I'd have to relook at that. Pretty sure.
That's what's up, Smoothie. Hell yeah. Look at you getting shout out. All right, Death Merchants. This song's pretty dope. I like this song.
Yeah, one of the things that I had in the box, I didn't pull it out because it didn't actually come with the box. I ordered it separately because I wanted the shirt that came with it as a single for Death Merchants.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know he had put that out.
That's cool. Like, this wouldn't have been my single. Like, I'm trying to think. There's another song on here that's like probably my second favorite, but this song's up there. I think they come correct on this shit.
Yeah, it's got some good momentum to it to really kind of tell you what the fuck is going down.
I'll be honest, man. I went into this album like expecting to hate it. I really did.
I know. I don't really like it. You just had to give it a shot. But yeah, there it even shows you. Produced by Seven.
Oh, okay. Dope. There it is. It, yeah, mob style music. You know, I was like, I looked earlier. I was like, when I was looking at Mr. Gray's like pre-order shit, I was like, you know, maybe I'll just support him. I'll pre-order $15. Why not? You know. But then I was like, I have to go to mobstylemusic.com to do it. I'm straight.
Oh, come on, it's not that scary.
I'm just fucking around. I just couldn't bring myself to give Buckshot my money.
Oh, he's doing some dope shit, man. You can give him your money.
All right, but you know what? I know what I was gonna mention. Buckshot is like Jump Steady. All right, he's an integral part of the plan, but his rapping is just okay.
See, I feel that same way about Jump Steady. I'm not a big fan of his rap.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I've owned both of his albums, probably listened to each of them three or four times. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine, but just fine.
Well, a lot of what I don't like about Jump Steady is just the way his delivery is like, I really like flow over beats, and Jump Steady just doesn't do it.
I get it. Yeah, he, Jump Steady, like, He has just like the same flow on every song. And that's how I kind of feel about Buckshot. Like every song he kind of does that, I am Buckshot, I'm coming for you now, I'm gonna get you, we're gonna kill the cow. Like every it's like you know how, do you remember Super Mario 64? Like when you went up the staircase to Bowser's thing, it was like it was a theme song that went like it was going up while going down at the same time. That's how Buckshot raps. He raps his tone goes up and down at the same time, and it makes me feel uneasy.
I don't even know what to say.
I know, man. I'm just speechless. His lyrics, a lot of his lyrics are, Gage Von Wild said his issue is his delivery and corny lyrics. He does have some corny lyrics too. Another thing with Buckshot, he like shoehorns in fucking pop culture references when they should not be there. I know why he's doing it. Like, that's the lines motherfuckers remember. You know what I mean? Those are the funny lines. But, bro, you're rapping about shadow people and you're talking about like family matters or something. You know what I mean?
there's one coming up, The Devil Inside. Like, everything else about his verse, I like.
It's egregious. The one in Devil Inside is egregious.
But there's one line he says in there where your back is yo like Pikachu, and I cringe every time because it feels so out of place.
It does feel out of place. And what sucks is you know it's coming. You know it's coming the whole time. Like, it's like that's what
the beat. I'm like right there, bounce with it. Like, yo, your back is yo. Just like, and I stop.
Shit.
You know, just gotta be honest. That happens every single time.
As soon as he says, like, he does like a cool, like, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but he does cool, like, multiples in that rhyme. He's like, do 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 beat the do 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 beat the do 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 beat the do peek at you. As soon as he said peek at you, I knew it was coming. I was like, here it goes. And that's one thing Buckshot does. I think he always goes for the easy rhyme.
Yeah, and I've sat and I've tried to think, like, what other things could have been said during that. Like, keep the back in there. You know, I don't even know. I'm drawing a blank now. Here I am trying to come up with dope-ass lyrics and I can't deliver.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something fun. I mean, you can say, like, your back. You don't even have to say your back is yellow. That's a dumb. No one knows what the reference even is. Yellow? What is back yellow being yellow? What's that supposed to reference? Anybody?
I have no clue.
I remember there was a that's what I'm saying. Like, why even have it then? For the fucking Pikachu line? But I've heard of people saying you're yellow bellied. Right? You've heard of that? Like, you yellow bellied. Like, that was like some old like Looney Tunes Yosemite Sam shit, you know? You yellow bellied bastard. Or they're like on that fucking Pace Picani commercial, like, you yellow bellied New York, you're from New York City, you yellow bellied, some shit like that. See, even Violent J the Country Singer knows.
He's from the country. It's got to be a country thing.
Must be.
Because I know Buckshot's from Louisville. That's country.
And that's why, that must be why he'd be rolling with Buckshot, or I'm sorry, Boondocks so much.
Yeah, I believe so. They were both Southern.
All right, sorry. We haven't even talked about The Spawning. What do you think about this song?
The Spawning? Oh, this song right here, like, Loki's verse is so, like, you ever been not wide awake, but wide asleep? When I heard that, I was like, fuck.
Is this the one where he talks about the having feathers, an angel? He's looking like an angel. Is that his verse on this? I missed it. I talked through it.
You talk about the angel?
Yeah.
No, that's on Devil Inside.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God. Dude, storytelling right there.
That might be the tightest verse on this album.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's right up there with some Violent J shit.
It's fucking great. We still got two songs to go before, or one song to go before that. The next song's Madness in Me. This song's the shit, dude.
Yeah, this song got me in trouble, though.
Oh, shit. Well.
Because I was singing it and Megs was in the car with me. She's like, why do you want me to die? And I'm like, come on, I'm just singing the song. She's like, but I'm here, you're singing it to me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, don't sing a horrorcore songs to your sweet lady is my advice.
Yeah, not a very good song to serenade.
Violent J the Country Singer mentioned, do you know what we mean about sneaky piano beats? I don't know really what he means by that.
Sneaky piano?
I can guess. I get, like, there's piano on this song.
Is that where they have piano in there?
I guess. This fucking beat is tight as fuck, dude.
It is.
I love how Mr. Gray's riding it. The fucking hook is so smooth, like velvet butter, bro. I love it.
Yeah, I love that shit. Yo, Shaunzy, I said it right, though, didn't I? Louisville?
Ooh, Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville. You gotta have, like,
Louisville. You have a mouthful of marbles. Louisville.
Or sound like you're taking a fucking cock in.
Oh, this verse pissed me off, because, look, hold on, wait. I made a note about it. Hold on. Oh, let's see. Buckshot doesn't even rhyme his very first couplet. He says something, something dressed in black. Hold on. Slept on me, I could put you in a bag, haul you in my trunk, dump you in the river dressed in black. My legacy, I was never meant to be a hero, I'm a villain with no morals or no empathy. It's just like, coming out the gate with your verse on this dope ass song with, like, with a couplet that's not even close to rhyming. He rhymes red with black.
I think bag was in there, wasn't it? I think he was rhyming bag and back.
Oh, let me go back. I'm gonna give it his pain. I don't want to hate on him for no reason. I want to have a reason. I was never meant to. Right. It's my legacy. My trunk. Slept on me, I could put you in a bag, haul you in my trunk, dump you in the river dressed in black. All right, so you're right. He does say,
yeah,
put you in a bag. All right, I'll give him a pass on that. That was my mistake. I misheard. I thought he said, put you in something red. I don't know why the fuck I heard that, because that doesn't even make sense in context. All right. Sorry, Buck. I'll give you a pass on that one. That was me.
Shaunzy, I understand Buckshot's a local opener for you, but he's way the fuck better than Bulletproof and the Fool, who is who I always have to see in the indie shows. Oh, I don't care for them.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. Like, I love the idea that there's one of those for every market.
The C-Mob lives really close to me, and that guy fucking spits.
Okay, I've never heard of him. There's a guy around here, I've never seen him, but I see him on literally every Juggalo-esque show that comes within 50 miles of me. This guy opens. His name is Jay Villain.
I know Jay Villain.
You've definitely seen his name on shit, but I think he's from here. I've never heard him spit. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and shit talk him, but...
Yeah, he's had a lot of Juggalo shows, and I know a lot of people have actually told me I need to check him out too. I just haven't.
I think one of his songs came up on like a hold on. On your bus route, three cars behind with a grin on my face. What a waste of time. Sorry, I just had to give Loki's respect.
When he's on, you shut up and listen.
What he does too is he rides the beat well, and just like he knows like when that next like beat is coming, he's just like, he fucking hits it. And when you hit that fucking spot,
right?
It feels so good. And he hits like every time. You know what I'm saying?
He hits the G spot in our ear holes too.
Yes, man. Yes. He's like my daughter told me this the other day. She said, this scratches my brain.
Like that.
You know, like I get it. I took my daughter to her first concert last week, and she's like just grooving, like that scratches my brain.
That's awesome. I love that saying.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so this song's dope as fuck. Love it. Even with Buck, with his somebody mentioned bag and black don't really rhyme. You are right. That is that's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it stuck out so much to me. And like I was like, it doesn't even kind of rhyme. But bag and black, if you pronounce it properly, you can make that work. But Buck barely tried on that one, unfortunately. Anyways, this song is the shit. I would put this song on a playlist for sure, bro.
Well, so thinking about lyrics here, if he said he'd put you in a bag, why not put you in a sack, dump you in the river dressed in black?
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, you're a better writer than fucking Buckshot.
Well, I think there's a YouTube ninja right now. He actually does some rapping. He's been tweeting about how more artists need to spend time rewriting. Mm. Like, write it, really, and not analyze it, and just rewrite it.
That's a great point. I agree wholeheartedly. There's many songs that I can speak from personal experience where I've written and then like recorded, and even like during recording, like I have to rewrite these lines, like, and I rewrite it in the time, like even something simple, like you don't know until you go to rap it that the next line comes in a little too soon, so you have to take a syllable out, you know, like, oh, here we go, here's the egregious bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's give it its due diligence. Oh, I talked over it, hold on. Cringe, bro. What are you doing? All right. This beat is tight. I don't like low key singing on this song either.
What?
If they took it out, this would be one of my favorite songs on here. Honestly,
This is my favorite song on here. Purely because of his verse.
Loki's verse on this bumps this song from being like a 6 as is to being like an 8.
No, this is a fucking 11.
Here's the singing. What's he even saying? What do you say, Lauren? What do you say?
I don't know. We gotta listen to this verse though. Conjuring portals, watching the clouds turn crooked and angled. A crowd wrangled, yelling, "Look up, there's an angel!" On his head are making his halo jangle. There's rings wrapped around his neck, broken and tangled. Wind whipping my face, I feel I'm being strangled. Fall just like a star upon this future. So good. Music curse cause her their roots and burn to the nerve, not to the dirt. Got use for you and her. Now stand before your equals, Michael, Lilith, and Lucifer. God damn. I just love that shit. He's like, why is he, whatever the fuck he says, he's like, why does he look like he's all mangled? I'm like, ah, that's so tight. God, dude, I want somebody to make a fucking animated video for that.
It's so dope. It's so smooth. Like, and Loki, I guarantee, rewrote that motherfucker a bunch. You don't write that shit on first draft, bro.
He's so fucking talented. He probably got that on the first one.
I bet the lyrics came, but the I can tell just by the technique and the cadence and the beat writing, like it was so every word picked with precision. You know, I love it. It sounds so fucking great. Mr. Gray comes through on this song too, but Loki outshines so much. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah. So gone cold. Give him life. I'm trying to find the lyrics for this chorus, but I'm not fucking having any luck. I'm genius.
Mushy Mustard hasn't got to it yet. He's like the guy that corrects all the ICP lyrics.
Yeah. There's somebody on the low-key ones that's like Shadowland Warrior. I'm like, okay, you're just going to be all over this motherfucker.
Nice. That's probably Gage Von Weil.
Yeah. That or Roan. That's my guess.
Oh, I'm going to show some of these songs to Carver. I don't think he'll like the whole album. I think he'll agree with me for the most part, but I bet you he would really like Loki's verse on that. I think he would definitely like the other couple songs. I like The Watchers, and I'll play him The Watchers and Madness in Me and see what he thinks. I'll play him.
Definitely let him listen to Loki's verse on that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys are a tough crowd. I'll tell you what, I'm suggesting things to you guys and you're like, eh.
I really like trying new stuff. I really do. But like, I just can't help. I can't bring myself to listen to something that's not scratching my brain, you know? The visitors. If it ain't, I'd rather just listen to old ICP if I'm going to listen to something, you know?
Well, that's what the super famous fun time guys are, breath of fresh air of, my guy.
I was quick to judge. I'm going to give them another shot. Knowing they're from Ohio, I honestly, like, I'll go in knowing that, and I'll feel a little better. They're repping the squad.
They're actually from Lucha, Florida. Get it right.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I saw they were like, what? I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is Lucha, Florida? I didn't know what they that even meant.
When I first like was getting into that, I was seeing that, and I was like, what the fuck? And listening to that song, I was like,
for revealing their dark secrets.
Uh-oh, Violent J the Country Soldier's rewriting a lyric.
Mangled, brain blows, fang glows, fables. Yeah, that's what... Oh, that was Masky. Oh, he said, and then I dangled and cangle from an angle. Oh, I wish Carver was here. He could freestyle. I can't freestyle. I could try.
I can't rap at all.
I dangled and cangled from an angle. I'll change, though. And tangled and in a brain though and a and an insane brain. I don't know. I suck at it.
See, when I was on Carnival Spirits, I was like an odd one out because you had Beastmaster who raps. Callie Green was dabbling with it. Even Panic 17 was, and here I am, like I can't.
Dude, I can't. Look, I'll say this. Another thing I'll mention about. I know I'm being hard on Buckshot, but also. I was in a rap group with Carver and our other buddy named Chris, who's been on the show. Both of and another guy too named Nate. Chris and Carver were the shining stars. They were the fucking Low-Ki and Mr. Gray, and I was the Buckshot of our group. So I relate. You know, my shit was always like just. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I come with it on a couple songs, but they're on another level. Like, they truly are. Like,
yeah.
Like skill wise, writing wise, like mind, like their minds are just in a different place. Where I'm just a little more basic, and I think that's all it is. Buckshot, I think he's just a little more basic, but I'm like Buckshot in the same sense that I was the one making the album covers. I was the one booking our shows. I was the one recording it and putting it on a CD and doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I was the fucking worker bee. I just got to rap with them at the same time. And I think that's what Buckshot's doing here. So thanks, Low-Ki and Mr. Gray, for being cool to guys like Buckshot and me.
You're like, I can hate because I can relate.
Exactly. You know, it's like the middle child. You know?
I wouldn't know. I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay. I was like the middle. So. This song's interesting. Excuse me, I'm going through puberty. This song, Don't Go in the Basement.
This is one of the ones that definitely gave me Lotus vibes, like Black Rain kind.
Yes, this is a very like Hill House or something, you know, like
yeah,
like it's like it tells it it's not really related to the gimmick. It's just kind of a fun wicked song. Yeah. But I like it. I think it's dope. Mr. Gray sounds cool on the hook. I think that's where he shines the most, doing shit like this, you know.
Yeah.
Both Low-Ki and Mr. Gray talk about being like creepy, scary guys in a basement. Buckshot does not. He raps about pop culture references. I'll have to listen to his verse. I don't remember, but I think I made a note about that. Let me see what other notes I had. Devil Inside Low-Ki has best verse. Oh, Madness. Buckshot doesn't rhyme. Okay. Oh. All right. I'm not trying to hate, but this shit is like, when I'm listening to Buckshot's verses, sometimes I'm just like, what are you doing? Like it's like he's building up to something, and then it never pays off.
Yeah. I think I've gotten more attuned to him because I was able to listen to this and not feel too what are you doing?
Yeah,
I did that a lot in the early days with UGA.
Okay. Oh shit. I can allow it. I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm trying to listen to you because when I talk, I hear me.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're good.
You sound great over here and the listeners. So
that's what matters.
We appreciate
man.
You, man.
I just don't like hearing my voice enough to want to hear my voice. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I'm not Boy Blue. I don't go watch my videos at all.
I know I've made myself get used to it, just podcasting for 10 years and like listening to and fixing fucking technical difficulties, but you know, yeah. And rapping, I guess.
Rapping? Well, see, when I edit videos, I always make sure to watch it all the way through once. That way I can make sure there's nothing fucked up in it. So like when I'm done editing, I'm like, I never want to fucking hear myself on that again.
Yeah, I get it. That's funny. Let me see what other notes I had. I did have a note about, oh yeah, Buckshot being like the Mr. or Super Mario 64 staircase. I said Mr. Gray's trying to sound like Jamie Madrox on Don't Go in the Basement, but he's trying to sound like Monoxide on Devil Inside. Mm. That's a note I had. Interesting. I said, here's another note I had. Oh, Mr. Gray puts a little too much flavor on some lines. I think I already said that. Shadow People, Buckshot. I made a note about him dropping pop culture references. Here we go. Oh, by the way, I'm going to pause this for a second. This song caught me off guard because on when I was listening on Spotify, mm-hmm. it didn't tell me that it was like had any features. So like as I'm listening, I'm just looked down at this. I mean, when I click on it, it shows them. But when you're just like on your main screen on Spotify or on your phone, you just see the song. So as soon as I heard Maelstrom, which I'm assuming that's how this is pronounced.
I think so, yeah.
I heard Jamie Madrox right out the gate. I'm like, Mr. Gray's really trying hard. He's really fucking trying hard on this one. So I was like, and then I listened for a second. I was like, wait, what the fuck? That's actually Jamie Madrox. Okay, what the fuck? I think right out the gate, Jamie sounds dope on this
song. Fuck yeah, dude. Jump roping with intestines.
Oh, he's fucking, right. He's coming correct on this shit.
Now, I will say on the new Berserkers album that just came out, they have a version of this song called Terminus. The beat is slowed down more, and it's kind of darker. I like that version a lot more than I like this one.
It's the same lyrics?
Same lyrics. It's just the beat's different, so it's a remix.
I would check that out.
I guess I was talking to, I think, Beneath the Dirt. He was saying that they also released it at Attack of the Ninjas last year.
Okay.
Same song, Terminus.
Okay. Monoxide's coming through on this song too. I like how he just like at the very beginning say,
this, I think he did good on this verse, right?
It's okay. It's all right. No. I want to comment on that line. Hold on. I definitely made a note about that. Hold on. I'm going to rewind it a little bit. Listen to this shit. What's he rhyming here? Gonna eat ya, step up and greet ya, hit you with that blocker. Torches, motherfuckers, my people got heaters. Indescribable. He just says, my people got heaters. Yeah, he doesn't even like that's. He just ignores the rhyme and that on that lyric. Yeah,
he was rhyming. What was he? He was rhyming.
He said, hit you with the blocker. My team, we got heaters. Yeah. I'm like, it throws me off. I'm like into the song and then it's like.
Yeah, the blocka blocka didn't rhyme with anything, but I think in the beginning of his verse, he was rhyming and that's where the heaters rhymed with, right? Oh,
okay. You know, I'll mention this. I noticed that Buckshot does attempt to do that quite a bit where he kind of like rhymes with shit from like maybe even a couple bars ago, which that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty advanced like technique. I think that's pretty dope. I like that he does do that. The catch is like, I'm no expert. This is just my thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, fuck me. But I'm just saying, like, when I hear it though, I'm like, okay, like it doesn't scratch my brain in that sense that like, your brain expects a thing and it's not coming. But if it comes eventually, it's fine. But there's something he's doing wrong that's not scratching it. But this lyric is a prime example. This to me is one of the more annoying moments of this entire album, like where he does the blocka blocka, because I think he could have done like a, you know, like a rocka shocka, whatever the fuck. Like he could have rhymed something cool with it.
Well, so on that note, he randomly throws in hit him with the blocka blocka. listen to Mr. Gray's verse. Get ready to come up.
Okay, okay.
Right, listen to what he does differently.
Okay. Get you with that blocker, blocker. Torches, motherfuckers, my people got deals. Indescribable,
methods undeniable. Pain and pleasure that we conjure up is maniacal. I think he's going to be after Logan. You don't want the truth. It's okay, because even parts lie. Y'all have no hope to end a shotgun blast. No shelter from the elders. Make you in tune with the maniacal brand. And with the inverted triangle, undeniable minds aligned with these baths of blood. Fill it and pass the cup. Kill them and pack it up. Now it's a pack of us.
Dude, Loki scratches the brain. The
enemy. Yes.
Dude, like... And this is a great example of, I know I criticize Buckshot for having like a similar cadence like in every song, and but what Loki did there, like you would think like would not work on paper. Like, I'm just gonna rhyme it like this and make it sound like it doesn't even have any inflection. You know, like the way he's rhyming, but it's just so fucking like smooth and on the beat. It's like a wave, you know, like. It just, well, it's dope.
I think his delivery on that is what sells it the best, because he kind of talks a little lower like this and then had that, what do they call it, repercussion behind him of his voice as well. So it makes it sound almost demonic as he's fucking spitting.
Yes. Yes, he's doing that. And we, like we mentioned earlier, and it sounds dope. And then when the beat kind of like, you know, halfway through a verse off and like the beat will kind of like add to it, and like it'll add that little, and it does that, and like as it does that, he fucking like hits it and like right fucking on, like as tight as it can be, like it's the skill, it's that's what's scratching the brain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you guys were doing a stream once, you and Carver, and you guys were talking about hitting or missing pockets that Shaggy does. Is that what you're talking about when you say pocket? Because I don't know the terminology. Like I said, I don't rap.
I think so. I mean, honestly, like it's just the feeling. Like, I don't even know if that's the right words. It's just like, you know, that's just the way it feels. Like, you're just like, it's just like hitting. It's just, you know, it's like coming at the exact right moment.
Yeah, you're hitting it on beat. Yeah.
Right on beat. And or even if it's off beat, it's right where you know, it's like right in the middle. Like, it's just perfect, you know? Yeah. It's just, and that's like, those are subtle things that I think rappers do and become good at that. Like, it's not noticed necessarily, but it still is scratching your brain, you know, to keep using that.
That's one of the things that I've kind of got tuned from, I think, listening to a lot of Tech N9ne. So when I hear rappers not flow like that, like, a big, for instance, is Keep It Scrubbin' from Shaggy off of Fuck the Fuck Off. I hate that fucking song because he rambles over that fucking beat until he gets to the chorus. The chorus is dope, but everything else, he's just... It's like, you are not going over this beat good at all.
I think the most egregious album he did that on was Black Rain. I think he just like mumbled and rambled over every verse and didn't even try to ride the beat. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about, though. But yeah, I'd have to listen to Keep It Scrubbin' to notice. For what it's worth, I don't have a memory of that song annoying me, so I guess I'm okay with that song. All right, I paused it because I don't know if you know who all these people are on this song. So I don't know the voices of all the AXE guys. I did notice after listening to this song a few times. I noticed they went Twisted, Buckshot, Loki, Gray. So like they're doing like they're keeping them together. And then I'm assuming all three AXE guys go in a row, and then probably the Super Famous guys at the end.
So after Gray, it's going to be Whipstick from Super Famous Fun Time Guys.
Okay, so
then it'll be Eight Legs, and then it'll be Billy Obey, Joey Black, and then Lee Carver.
Okay,
from Axe.
Okay, let's hear. So this must be Whipstick here.
Wait, make sure you go back to listen to Gray. We'll listen to what he did better with the whole Blocka Blocka thing. Kill 'em and pack it up. Now it's a
pack of us mobbing, circling the enemy and showing that. Does Loki do this shit a lot?
Yes. High up the sky, up the sky. Siren scream war like the locust swarm. Out of this world. He's gonna start chopping when he'll be right. Come from the same vibe. Why don't give a
shit about a motherfucker like you. You ain't gon' tell me nothing. Hit him with a gunshot blast, go pew pew. Full metal jacket dump it.
Yeah, dude.
That is dope. And that's a. I even like that how he ends his verse. So this is Whipstick here, right?
Yes. Yep. Is that the voice you were saying you couldn't stand?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I guess he does that on purpose because that's not even his normal voice. He's like kind of screaming when he raps.
I assume. God, that's literally my throat hurts just listening to that.
I know
how you do that, bro. I know I'll say this, like, and I hate to quit bringing it back to my old rapping days, but you know, 15 16 years ago, but when I rapped, I did do that. Like I kind of yelled because that was how I was able to like get that emotion, you know, out there. I did have some songs where like I did more of a cool, calm, like a rapping guy voice, but then I sounded like fucking Buckshot, you know what I'm saying? So I understand like why you do that. I get it. Just his voice in particular is like grating to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't mind the yelling in general. It's just his voice.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. There's a few skits he has on Don't Hug Me from the Front where he's talking normal, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then you realize it's Whipstick.
All right, wait. So that was Eight Legs. This is Eight Legs.
No, this is Billy O'Bey. Then.
Oh, okay.
This is Joey Black. Pray to make the day gone, call upon Cthulhu. I told a slut I loved her right before I cut her throat. Wrote these bars in her blood, murder she wrote. I was aiming up for heaven, but I got sent to hell quick. Tried to smuggle in the handgun that I shot my...
Well, I'm liking everything I'm hearing here, you know? Like, their verses are pretty dope. I genuinely, like, I think AXE are dope. Like, I think they can rap their asses off. I'm not into their gimmick, personally. Yeah. I think I would be into their gimmick, actually, if they just didn't wear the mask. I just want to, like, know who they are. I don't know why. Yeah, why does that bother me so much?
Their whole gimmick and their whole, like, story and lore is still kind of mysterious to me. My understanding is they're supposed to be an ancient evil that has arisen. That's just it. They're evil.
That's cool. So, I'm okay with that.
The faces they wear are people they've killed and they just took the face.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. Like, what is it that's holding me back from, like, being into them?
I don't know. For me, like we were just talking about flow and delivery, that's what held me back for so long. So
yeah, like I mean, all of their flow and delivery is I actually like genuinely like them. Like, I think they're all pretty dope rappers. Like, I like their punchlines. I like their topics. Like, for the most part, I think it's just that it's all the same. Maybe it's just every song seems the same. It's this album is kind of similar in the sense that a lot of the songs are just like wicked songs. They're not like about anything, you know?
Right.
Maybe that's one thing I get hung up on.
I feel like that's why Low Key is trying to experiment and get away from that, because it's like how many fucking songs can you make about killing?
Yeah. You know, it gets old. Or just being wicked and scary. Like, okay, like it's cool, but you don't even gotta make funny songs, but at least make like, if you're gonna make those songs, make like a good story, a Ham Shabam or a 12 or something, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about the Super Famous Fun Time guys, is like they're not taking themselves serious at all, and they have that one song, Mirta Murtha.
Okay.
Where they're in there, they're talking about like, is this original? Not really. And then like it goes into Whipstick's verse, and he's like, what do you want me to say? And Eight Legs goes, I don't know, something horrorcore. And he starts talking about being in a fucking supermarket.
That's funny.
He's like stalking a bitch.
I mean, that sounds funny. I'll really give them another shot. I know I hated on them last week, but I'll try them out again. I want to like them. I really do. I don't know what's holding me back other than the voice. I maybe can get over the voice if it's funny or interesting enough.
Yeah. I think you gotta find the right songs. And if you started on "Don't Hug Me from the Front," they kind of were. That's more of their like happy go lucky. Yeah, this is dark.
Yeah, they had several songs that like toward the beginning that were like pop songs.
Yeah, and that's
which is they were fine. Like they weren't horrible, but I was like, this isn't really what I'm looking for. You know.
Yeah, if you can make it past, I think you need to get to about like Squad Up, Lucha Florida. If you start in that area,
okay.
On "Don't Hug Me from the Front," the rest of the album is a great fucking listen.
You recommended somebody else to listen to a different album, didn't you?
I think I just told somebody to start from the most recent one, which was "Mom's Not Offended, She's Concerned."
Oh, I thought "Don't Hug Me from the Front" was the most recent. Maybe I fucked that up.
No.
Okay, I'll check that.
I mean, it's their first release on "Long Live Evil." It came out last February, and they released an EP at Camp Zool back in November.
Okay. Let's see. Von Jay, the country singer, said, "Don't think about the gimmick. It's just dope horrorcore." I can accept that. Maybe it's just for me. It's just like, maybe I'm just not super into horrorcore, I guess. Yeah, it could be as simple as that.
If I was going to recommend you to go check out any AXE albums, don't start with The Almighty. A lot of people do.
I did. I listened to that album several times.
Head of Horns is really good, and Psycho is really okay. good. A lot of Juggalos, I think, will connect more with Psycho because it's more up the realm of like a horrorcore hip hop album.
Okay.
Than just a wicked shit horrorcore album. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Like it has more of a hip hop feel to it.
Whoever recommended it to me did tell me to start with The Almighty, so that's why I did. But
a lot of people do that, and I don't think that's the first album to listen to at all.
I thought it was okay. Like I listened mainly for the rapping and like checked out, you know, tried to pay attention to the lyrics and like the skill like that. I like that. I like the brain scratches. I like the good hooks. And you know, that song, that album had a few of those. Don't get me wrong, but held a gun to my head and told me I'd give you $5 million to name one song off that album, I couldn't. Because they were all kind of, they all blend together and they're all kind of forgettable. Yeah. So that's kind of what turns me off about it. But I don't know, that said, I don't know what I want or what I expect. I just, you got to really have something that stands out, you know, for me to really like notice, I guess. And yeah, I guess Almighty, I am a tough crowd, maybe.
Aside from Into the Fire, that album is so like all one theme. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of diversity to that album, I don't feel.
Which one did you say?
Almighty.
Okay.
It's not all that diverse in its sound. Aside from Into the Fire. Into the Fire is actually technically a low key track.
Okay.
They just added Lee Carver onto it and then put it on The Almighty. But it was originally on an album of his like 2 years prior to The Almighty coming out.
Okay. I'll check those out genuinely because I recognize the skill there and I'm interested. So if there is shit that's more my liking, then I want to look for it and I want to find it. You know, maybe the other shit will grow on me after the fact, but you know, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for like the next ICP. I'm not looking for that. I'm just right. looking for something that I want to fucking put on. That's it. It's simple as that. I want to just throw it on and be like fucking grooving. A lot of those low-key verses I could put on a fucking groove to, you know?
Yeah. I think you would like Loki. Again, stay away from the oracles because that's where he's going to sing.
I'll try him out still, but because I was a Joker fan, right? Are you familiar with his music? Like, have you listened to it and shit?
I know of him. I've stayed away from him because I know how petty he is.
Yeah.
And that's a turnoff.
Of course.
Me.
Of course. It should be.
Yeah.
I became a fan and like bought like his like first like three albums. Then he came out with an album and he sung on a couple of the albums and it was similar to my feeling of Loki. I was like, it's okay, but like hang it up, you know?
Yeah.
So then he came out with an album. The Joker came out with an album called Sing Ethan Sing. Okay. And his name is Ethan, I think. And, so the whole album is him singing. Every single song is just singing like pop, not pop, not even pop, like ballads and sad shit.
I should tell you that those two are actually boys, Loki and Joker. They're actually homies.
Wow. That's shocking.
You will hear some Joker. You will hear some Joker verses on Loki's album.
Oh, dope. I'm looking forward to that, actually, because Joker can rap his ass off. He's just a shitty guy.
I can't remember if it's an American Monster or Let's Get Violent that has one with Joker. And then the first Nightcrawler's mixtape has a verse with Joker. It's actually the track Nightcrawler's.
Okay.
And they both fucking kill it on that track. I would actually recommend Nightcrawler.
Okay. I would check that out. I genuinely will listen to any Joker song. Like, still, like, I don't give a fuck. I'll check out every song. I'm not going to give him my money anymore, but I'm still going to shit talk him. But, you know, he can rap his ass off. I'm not going to take that from him, honestly. Like, when he fucking throws down, it's worth your while. So I don't mean to shit on him, but the point I was getting to, he had an album called Sing Ethan Sing. I bought it and I was like, I listened to it a few times, but I was like, this shit. I mean, every time I listened to it, I was like, this dude can't fucking sing. This shit sucks. What am
I
doing?
So then it's pop songs.
It's more like slow, like ballads and like sad songs. I can't even call it pop because pop implies that there might be some kind of like fun to it. There's no fun to it at all, to any of the songs. Most of them are just about like, they're very overproduced and like, you know, 5,000 track album or songs of him going like, oh, that's most of the album, and him just like singing like, oh, joy and happiness or whatever the fuck he's singing about. It's pretty fucking whack, but
that's the reason I'm wondering, is because Loki has a series out called Jack Your Beats, where he literally jacks like a radio song and remakes it into his own.
That sounds cool.
It's a dope series. But that's what made me wonder if that's where Joker got the idea from. But no, like, Loki's not doing that kind of shit.
Oh, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, I after listening to Cabal, I do have a newfound appreciation for Loki, I'll admit. I do have a newfound appreciation for Mr. Gray. I find Buckshot tolerable. I would prefer someone else being on the album. That said, like, I appreciate if it costs listening to Buckshot and him being on the album to get what we got here with Cabal, I'm good with it. You know, yeah. Sincerely, it's fine. Not a hate on Buckshot, but it's just like, you know, you're third out of three, you know?
Now I will tell you, on Double Dragon, Buckshot actually does spit some fire.
Okay.
I will say that. And I don't make me put my foot in my mouth on that one, but I feel like he brought some fucking fire on that. I don't know if Kung Fu brought it out of him or not, but that album fucking slaps.
Okay. I will give it a shot, 'cause I know Kung Fu Vampire can spit. So I'm confident at least in that I'll find some enjoyment in that. But hopefully Buckshot can win me over. I would love nothing more than to listen to Buckshot and be like, all right, this shit's dope. I really would like that, because I know if he was here, right now, I would enjoy talking to him and hanging out with him. He's probably a cool ass motherfucker. Genuinely.
Yes, go watch his interview on Beneath the Dirt.
Okay.
I know you don't do YouTube much, so go listen to it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I will. I will check it out, because I am curious to learn more about him in general. And again, I appreciate what he's doing. I just not a huge fan of his style. Let's just say that. How about that?
And I would say Waldo recommended Shadowland as the Oracle that you would probably enjoy. And I would have to agree. That's definitely a safe Oracle to hit.
Okay.
Is Shadowland.
So what's the, I mean, just, we'll wrap things up here in a moment. I know we're pushing an hour and a half here. This has been a good show, man. What's the deal with the Oracles? Like, was this like a series of albums he released?
He's still releasing them. It's kind of like Joker cards. He's only got four out so far, but there's supposed to be 12 total.
Okay. How often is he coming out with them?
Well, the first one was 2011. Second one was 2014. And then he released two of them in 2020.
Oh, cool. So, oh, wow. So he's putting time into them.
Yeah.
Is he releasing other shit in between these?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because Eyes of Perasuva was the last one. It came out in December of 2020. Since then, he's dropped Metanoia. He's dropped Nightcrawlers 2. He's working on Neon Sermon, which is like a group project with his wife and friend.
Oh, that sounds cool. So he's putting out like, are these all like his horrorcore rap albums?
No, the Oracles are his experimental ones. Well, he's singing.
I was referring to the other ones.
Oh, gotcha.
Those are the horrorcore rap albums?
Nightcrawlers, yes. It's like a mixtape. It has a bunch of underground artists on it.
Okay.
And then Neon Sermon, I'm not sure what the sound or direction is with that one. Yes, it's kind of dubstep-y sounding.
Bro, I'm going to see if Loki will get me on a verse. You think he'll let me on a verse? If he'll like Buckshot on a verse, he'll let me on a verse. Come on.
Maybe. I don't know. I've heard Loki is hard to link up with.
Oh, really?
I've heard that.
Well, I mean, if he lives in a fucking RV and he's a goddamn nomad, I mean, I'm not surprised. That's cool, though. He seems like a cool motherfucker.
Yeah, honestly all do.
Yeah, man. I'd like to hang with him, honestly. Yeah, all right. Well, shit, dude. Well, let's wrap it up.
Hell yeah.
You got anything else you want to comment, promote, shout out, or anything before we go?
Just fucking subscribe to Deck One Del if you're not already. Jesus Christ, you guys failed the challenge.
I know.
17 days to get 1,000 subscribers, and you guys got 100 out of it.
I know. We didn't promote it enough. But hey, man, we got 100 subscribers. We appreciate that, man. That was
that's
really
a
cool.
Win.
Absolutely.
That's a win to me.
I'm very happy about that. I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, DC. You're a true Juggalo treasure. Every Juggalo out there should know you, should follow you, and subscribe to you. You're one of the most down-to-earth, cool, chill motherfuckers I've ever met. I hope I get to meet you at the gathering.
So we're pretty sure we're going to skip it.
All right.
Now, financially, it's going to be well over $1,000 to go.
Yeah.
So
that's a big hit. I get it, man. I understand. You got priorities. That's okay. I mean, music festivals, they'll be there. But one day I hope to meet you. Maybe the next gathering.
Hollowicken.
Ooh, you going to come to Hollowicken?
I'm planning to. And I know Echo Side Fiend's going to want me to. So,
dude, if you will be there, that will be the number one reason I'll make a real effort to be there.
All right, bet.
All right.
I'm going to be there then.
All right, you heard it here. If DC's there, I'm fucking there. Carver's going to be there. I'll get his ass here too.
Hell yeah.
All right, bro. Let's wrap it up. Make sure you go to deckwondell.com. Buy some shirts. We got Bling Masters shirts. I got this one in the mail today. Ooh, I got my Bling Master socks today. Oh, yeah.
That's dope.
Oh, they look cool. That's hella dope. Look, the side of them is cool. Hold up. You got that? Oh, hold on.
Oh, that's dope right there. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Get your Bling Master shit at deckwondell.com/shop. Subscribe to DC Fago Guy on YouTube. I know every Juggalo already does, but do it if you don't. We'll see y'all next time. Thanks for hanging. We'll have Carver back next time. So thanks, DC, for joining us today, man. Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Thanks for letting me be a fucking temporary host.
Hell yeah, bro. See ya. Peace. Hold on, DC.